USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are responding positively to the March job report. With more on the report, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Some economists were estimating an increase of workers at only 175,000. Eleni Karageorge of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March report.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services.
For the year so far, wage gains increased at 3.2%.
Before heading to California, President Trump says he is holding off on his threat to close the southern border because Mexico is stepping up efforts to curb the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States.
Mexico, I have to say, has been very, very good, you know that, over the last 4 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The man who claimed to be the missing Illinois boy, Timothy Pitson, was charged on Friday with making false statements to an FBI official. The FBI announced earlier this week that DNA evidence showed that the man was not who he claimed to be. President Trump announced on Thursday that a monumental trade agreement between the U.S. and China is not ready but could come within the next month. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined CBS this morning and says the Chinese stealing our intellectual property is one of the United States' main concerns.
They very much want to undermine our Western values, the rule of law, transparency, all the things that we hold most dear. China has a different value set. Look, they're an important trading partner. We have, from Kansas, we sold a lot of products into China. We want that. President Trump wants that too. But we have to change the relationship in a way that it is fair, that it's reciprocal, that they're not stealing our stuff.
75-year-old Mick Jagger is recovering after reportedly undergoing successful heart surgery in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his first public remarks in Washington, D.C., this after being accused by numerous women of inappropriate contact. Biden did release a video promising to be more mindful of people's personal space earlier this week, and we have not heard from former President Barack Obama on his former vice president, who we once called the best vice president in history. Laura Trump is an advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She joins Fox News to share her perspective on what's going on with the former vice president.
My take is probably different than a lot of people's. I know what it feels like to have things written about you, said about you that are not true. There's very little accountability these days with social media on a lot of networks and a lot of news outlets. I don't know Joe Biden personally. I've never met him. I don't really know his character. But he's been in the public eye, Sandra, for so long that for all of a sudden, the timing of this, it just seems very convenient. If I were already in the race for the 2020 Democrat nomination, I probably would not like to run against Joe Biden. So who knows why this came up now? It certainly has made a lot of people uncomfortable. At least he's addressed it. He probably does owe some more explanation. But I will tell you, I take everything with a grain of salt these days because I know what it's like, and our family knows what it's like better than anyone, to have things said about you and you be accused of things, and maybe it's not the full truth.
What did you think of the president's edited?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.